The M25 is closed this weekend. It opens again 6 a.m. tomorrow. Complete closure for the first time ever in the history of the M25. Between Junction 10 and 11, both directions. It's closed. The media have been, you know, warning us about it. We've been hearing stories of expect massive queues, particularly on the diversion route through Byfleet and West Byfleet. You know, it was going to be dubbed as Carmageddon this weekend, which actually nearly put me off going to do my food shopping at Tesco's in Brooklands, driving through Woking and West Byfleet. But yesterday, this was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it was probably about the same as it would normally be. I mean, there were a few bigger lorries that were normally on the motorway. But on the whole, there was no Carmageddon. There was no hassle. I think there were some queues maybe earlier in the day. So, yeah, the media kind of blowing things up out of proportion. But it turns out that Parvis Road, the bridge there, goes over the M25. That's become an unlikely tourist attraction. Everybody queuing up to, you know, have their picture taken on that bridge of the empty M25, which does look very, very eerie. Well, somebody who's heading up to have a little look at that is our weather expert, Simon Evans. Morning, Simon.
Morning, John. Yes, I'm walking up there right now. I'm just leaving Shearwater now into what's up to West Byfleet on the Basingstoke Canal, so I should be there in about 30 odd minutes time or so. I'm going to do a video of the M25 and a selfie of me with it empty. Which I don't, you don't get the opportunity to do this, but at least it was the last time it was shut. It was open in 1986, October, by Margaret Thatcher. Originally it had 3 lanes, then it expanded to 4 lanes, and now making it wider around the junction with Wisley Junction area, around there, to stop accidents happening, John, basically.
Do you know what, they really need to do that, because that is a real bottleneck. You end up with big queues, because that's a really, really busy stretch of road. So it's closed this weekend. They're knocking down a bridge. I hear that progress is going well there. Hopefully it all opens up in time for the rush hour tomorrow. But yeah, this is the first time it's happened, and I was thinking about this yesterday, even during lockdown, you know, there were still cars on there, but actually to see the M25 with no cars on it at all whatsoever, it's quite unusual, isn't it?
It is very unusual to see it completely quiet. And I mean, the last it was that quiet, I think it was probably through the pandemic. There was a lot less traffic on the motorways in the pandemic, basically, John Andrews. That was probably when it was very quiet, I imagine.
But now completely empty. It's going to be quite interesting watching your video later. A little bit eerie. It reminds me of one of those. There's a film with Will Smith where he's the only person left on the planet. Is it I Am Legend or something like that? It reminds me a little bit of that, you know, the M25 just completely dead and empty and nobody on it.
Yeah, that was that zombie movie where the one turned a zombie. And he was the only, I think, about 2 or 3 people that were humans left on the planet Earth, which was quite freaky. And they were trying to get, I think, an antidote around the world globally to save the planet. It was quite a good movie, that one.
Yeah, it's kind of reminds me of that. Obviously, you know, we're not in that situation, but, you know, the fact the M25 is empty. And the world's media turning up at the Parvis Road Bridge as you go into Byfleet there, you know, and there's news helicopters flying over. It's become a bit of a tourist attraction.
Sounds like it, John. I mean, you don't often get a quiet motorway in the UK, and it's very unusual and quite a rare thing, really. So that's why I'm going down to see it now, because it's only going to be closed then. That's a normal tomorrow. Well, they hope to reopen tomorrow. If it doesn't go to plan tomorrow, then I think it will be Armageddon tomorrow morning, John.
Well, we're keeping everything crossed that it does open in time for the rush hour. So we can see that on your YouTube channel, Simon A.G. Evans. That will be on there later today, so I'll be interested to go check that one out. So what else has been happening for you, apart from going exploring empty motorways?
Well, I did 110 lengths in the swimming pool in Woking this week, which is a new record for me, under an hour, which is pretty fast. And oh my God, I felt tired that night. I literally sleep a bit more in yesterday. That was a very, very, very hard swim. I've never done that many lengths under an hour before, John. That was actually intense, man.
That's amazing, though. You're like an action man, you are, Simon, seriously. You don't let anything get in your way. You want to do something, you just go and do it. I love that.
Thank you, John. Cheers.
Brilliant. Okay. So weather-wise, then, walking to the studio today through St John's Village, it's pretty wet out there at the moment. So what's happening at the moment with weather?
Well, the weather's going to be quite wet this morning across Woking Town locally. It will be drier later on, and sunshine and shower amounts of rain will vary next week. We are looking at more hurricanes across the Atlantic this year because of going into La Nina. We might get a Category 5 and Category 6 hurricane. Category 6 hurricane is a new format across the Atlantic, which will affect the weather across the UK. And we will get more rain this year, which is what we don't need at the moment. And my manager, Avril Kirby, has been looking around the cemetery And I got my sister to help her out with flood advice. So I'm giving her this website. So she's going to look into flooding, see if we can try the floods from Brookwood Sandwich. But it's a big lot of acres of land to maintain. So we have got flood problems at the Brookwood Sandwich at the moment, which is not good news at all.
That's not good, particularly, you know, as your job is pretty much outdoors. You know, you've got to be out in it, doing that all weathers as well.
Yeah, the water table's just too high at the moment. If you come and dig a hole, the water just comes up. We get shore, you know, and just it's still a nightmare. You think you're in the spring, it'd get better, but it seems to keep still raining quite a bit. It's not stopped just yet, John, unfortunately. Not a dry spell on the forecast completely yet. Hopefully, maybe in the week after next week, but it keeps changing the forecast as usual.
You know, I did manage to mow my lawn yesterday. I was thinking, when do I mow my lawn? I was thinking, I'll do it yesterday, or shall I do it this afternoon? I'm glad I did it yesterday, because it would be a bit of a...
I did my mum's dad's garden as well. I cut their grass, and I got out the signal seeds as well, which needed doing. Otherwise, I have a forest of trees on my mum's garden. That's all we did.
Yeah. Okay, so what are you going to be up to for the rest of today then? What's happening with you then?
Well, I'm going to go shopping in Tesco's. Hopefully the slight error of the techno error is not a big problem. Well, apparently it was I think Sainsbury's, you couldn't use contactless, but I think Tesco's was all right. So hopefully that won't be a problem today.
But yeah, there were problems yesterday, but actually today it's all back up and running, I believe. So we're okay. You'll be able to do your shopping. What are you buying? Is there anything exciting in your...
I'm getting some orange juice and some peanut butter and... a few other items, which I can't remember at the moment, but it'll come back to me later.
Well, hopefully it comes back to you when you're in the shop. Well, there you go. Yes, this is the excitement. Checking out an empty motorway and then going to Tesco's and buying yourself some orange juice and peanut butter. I mean, that's living a high life, isn't it?
And I get the train back as well.
Okay. Oh, you're not going to walk back.
In the lockdown, I used to walk up there, to Tesco's in Brooklyn, and I went to the Tesco's in Addison, and then back to skip just to get Rapid Joe action, because I couldn't get it in Morrison's, because everyone was ordering on Amazon Prime. I couldn't get it when I got in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, have a lovely have a lovely morning, and you know, and lovely thank shopping trip and everything. And we will catch up with you very soon.
Cheers, John. Brilliant. Bye, everyone.
Yep. See you later, Simon. Do check out YouTube videos as well, including that N25 one on there later. Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube.